Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.
Good morning and welcome to Breakfast Business, and thank you to Shane Beattie as ever. It is Tuesday, the 18th of August at 6:31. Coming up in today's show, we'll be talking to a new potential rival for the likes of the Beacon and BlackRock Clinic when it comes to dermatology. And we'll be looking at a business which finds substitute teachers for schools and all the markets as usual. You can email us business@newstalk.com. But first, let's have a look at the main business stories in the newspapers and websites. John Mulligan in the Irish Independent reports that pre-tax profit at the building group John Paul Construction jumped 60% to €36 million last year as its revenue surged. The figures confirm the company's position as one of the largest construction firms in the country. Figures also seen by the Independent show that the group's revenue jumped by 41% to €906 million last year. However, the group noted that the delivery profile of its current order book has evolved, with a greater proportion of activity now expected to move to 2027 rather than this year. Barry O'Halloran in the Irish Times reports that surging electricity demand prompted the national grid operator EirGrid to call on emergency power plants to boost supplies twice this summer, the state company confirmed. EirGrid built four temporary emergency generators in 2023, meant to bridge gaps if there was a risk that electricity supplies would not meet demand. It had not deployed them until this year. The company called on one of the four emergency units, a plant in Dublin North's Wall, in June. The first time it was forced to use the backstop to shore up electricity supplies, EirGrid confirmed. It has already confirmed that a shutdown of renewable power during last Wednesday's eclipse forced it to call on another emergency plant in Tarbert, County Kerry, for more than 1 hour. And Kira O'Brien in the Irish Times reports that the private equity firm Exponent has agreed to invest in Irish technical services provider OFS in a multi-million euro deal. The company did not confirm the value of the investment, but it is understood to be worth around 70 million euro. OFS provides technical services for the global power industry, specializing in gas turbines to meet international power generation demand. The Kildare headquartered company works in more than 40 countries for customers that include Mitsubishi Power, Siemens, GE Power and Vantage. Its engineers and technicians install, maintain and operate industrial and aeroderivative gas turbines and other generation assets and equipment.
Breakfast Business with Joe Lynham on News Talk.
With Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland, helping people across Ireland invest, plan and grow their wealth with confidence. Cantor Fitzgerald Ireland is regulated by the Central Bank of Ireland.